going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Polls open in 52 minutes on this primary election day. I'm Larry Richard, and in less than an hour, we're going to talk to political analyst John Delano. We'll talk about Pittsburgh's mayoral race, but there are also some other issues, including some referendums, which we'll get you up to date on here in just a minute. And Aaron, trying to motivate people to vote. So best case scenario, based on the experts you heard with the story David Ballarato did about voter turnout, the best that projected would be 30%. And talking with Marty yesterday, that means 70% of people will just not vote today.
Which is honestly mind-blowing. And I remember Lenny saying, just talking about each candidate and saying, you know, good weather would be, I think he said, in O'Connor's favor, just because, you know.
Motivating a base, so, you know, if you have any excuse not to vote,
right,
the thought is, well, if it would be raining or storming or otherwise inclement, I mean, the only thing you could say is it's chilly.
Right. But, you know, for me personally and most people that live in Pittsburgh, we should be used to a little cool breeze if it's not raining. Get out there. Because one thing Marty says is true, you know, don't complain.
Well,
if you're not going to get out there.
It's usually people on the sidelines that have the most to say about what's going on, even though they didn't participate.
Always.
Sound like a theme?
Certainly.
KDK TV's Lauren Linder moments ago did a good update on what those referendum choices are. And these are really important. And I'll share that with you first.
There are three referendum questions on the ballot, and if you don't know what they say, it can be a little bit tricky to understand them. Now, one of the questions is for changing the city's home rule charter, essentially its constitution. Voting yes would mean the city would still be able to do business with companies without investigating all of their dealings with other foreign governments and nationals. Question two deals with water utilities. That resolution would prohibit the city's water and sewer authority from selling it, privatizing it, or even leasing it to an entity other than a public entity. Then question three is asking if the home rule charter from the first question should be supplemented by adding a new section prohibiting the use of the home rule charter amendment process, which in simple terms is saying because this is unconstitutional, the citizens shouldn't even be able to bring this question up. Now, since the home rule charter is a legal document, you can thank that for the tricky wording. Now, in all three cases, voting yes is stopping something from happening, and voting no would be allowing it to happen. For now, reporting from Point Breeze, Lauren Linder, KDK TV News.
All right, you got all that? Crickets.
She broke that down. Yeah. I mean, she broke down what you needed to know.
The point is, those referendums are really important in many mm-hmm. cases. That in and of itself might be enough motivation for somebody to vote.
Right. And just speaking for like the 35 and below, I've been talking to some people like, hey, did you guys know there's a mayoral race? Are you invested? Do you have any feelings on it?
And what are they saying?
I think, you know, so many people really are, you and I talked about this a little yesterday, unplugged. They're like, oh, there's construction happening to the city. They know the NFL draft is coming, and that's about it.
I talked to somebody the other day, and I'm not exaggerating. Now, you would think, and understanding we're immersed in it every morning here,
mm-hmm.
about the new airport opening this fall. They go, what new airport? And this is somebody that I thought pays attention.
Mm-hmm.
And just for our benefit, you know, we can't assume that people know anything.
Like, right.
We always talk about Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey so people know who we're talking about. You can't just say Ed or Gainey.
Right. Spot on. It is true. I've learned that from you. There's new, you know, people listening every day, but it is funny. They're like, what new airport? Well, have you noticed all the plastic hanging around?
Have you been to the new baseball park, PNC?
You ever been there?
You've been there?
Yeah, so it is very interesting. I hope people do show up to vote, you know, having the Democratic primary debate between the two candidates here. I learned a lot, and there's a lot at stake, kind of.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's that critical, especially if you're a city resident. Mm-hmm. There are 90 neighborhoods in the city of Pittsburgh. I know, obviously, downtown gets a lot of attention, as it should, but still.
Right.
This is a critical day. So if you're not as motivated, but now you want to go out and do it, you can't blame the weather, and you hopefully have been informed. And coming up, we'll tell you why it's a very big day for the president in Washington next. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you up to date on breaking news, weather information, and crystal clear digital audio. Next half hour, a chance to win tickets to see Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning with Tom Cruise. Meanwhile, a very big day in Washington for President Trump. And following the president, CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
The president is hoping that perhaps a personal visit from him will make the difference today. He's visiting House Republicans, hopefully enough on his stance to encourage them to pass his budget bill. The sharpest differences this morning revolve around Medicaid. Tightening requirements could put more than 8 million Americans at risk of losing their coverage. And there is disagreement about how and how quickly changes should be made.
Today, President Donald Trump heads to Capitol Hill to rally House GOP support behind his one big beautiful bill.
This will be the greatest tax cuts in history.
The package would make his 2017 tax cuts permanent and increase border funding while cutting Medicaid, food assistance, and clean energy spending. It would also add work requirements to some social programs. Democrats strongly oppose the measure.
Republicans are trying to jam this big, ugly bill down the throats of the American people.
But House Republicans are split. Some hardliners argue the bill's spending cuts don't go far enough and that work requirements should kick in sooner. Disagreements also remain on the state and local tax deduction, or SALT cap.
We have a timetable we have to meet.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is eyeing Thursday for a final vote ahead of his self-imposed Memorial Day deadline. Meanwhile, President Trump said Russia and Ukraine would immediately start ceasefire negotiations following a two-hour call with Russian President Vladimir Putin Monday.
We had a good talk. And I think that progress is being made.
The president also suggested the Vatican could play a role in negotiations.
I think it would be maybe helpful.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said he also had calls with President Trump and European leaders Monday. President Trump warned that the U.S. could still back away from talks if there's no progress.
I want to ask about another Supreme Court ruling yesterday, allowing the Trump administration to revoke legal protections for roughly 350,000 Venezuelan migrants. So what does that mean?
In short, this could clear the way for those migrants to be deported. These are people who had been allowed to stay in the country, live and work here legally because their native country, in this case, Venezuela, is deemed unsafe. The justices did not provide rationale for their decision, but that is common in these emergency appeals. So we'll have to see what happens in the courts and in life.
CBS is Naomi Ruckham. So big day in Washington to try to get this bill passed. That said, special delivery. How much do you rely, Aaron, on GPS?
Oh my gosh, so much. I hate to admit it, but so much.
To the point where a lot of people in the old school days had maps.
Right.
If you can imagine, you'd have to pull over, open a map, and see where you're going. Now people plug it in just to go to places they already know how to get to.
In their own city.
But then some people rely on Google Maps a little too much. Ask the DoorDash driver in Chicago who followed the directions that took him right into a restricted part of O'Hare Airport. He would have probably stopped, but he kept going. And he drove around for miles at the airport and crossed a runway or two. He was stopped by someone in the control tower after they spotted him and sent the police to get him. He said, I don't know.
I'm just following GPS.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I wonder if that'll be a legitimate excuse in court.
Yeah, it's honestly dangerous. I have been led astray several times. And you're like, what? How could you? But it's...
So I told my kids, look, have an idea of where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just blindly follow. And I will admit, I got lost one time with my wife in the car, but didn't admit it. The GPS, she says, well, this doesn't seem right. Well, this is
Reroute.
Where GPS. And it involved Nemacolin.
Mm-hmm.
There was a place. There's a place called Nemacolin that's not Nemacolin.
Okay.
Like a country club or some other area.
Right.
And I'm driving around. I'm like, none of this looks familiar, but I wouldn't admit it. And
sometimes it's nice. You were trying to just keep it cool.
No,
and
it became
figure it
a
out.
Joke with my kids. Like, oh, Dad's taking us on his special route. How about this guy, 29 years old from Portland, Oregon, diagnosed with a rare syndrome in his neck that can cause paralysis. So he quit his job as a manager of a tire store, cashed in a 401k he was building, and bought a boat. Now he and his cat Phoenix are sailing from Oregon to Hawaii, and it's
wow.
gone viral on video. There's only one catch. He's never sailed before. He learned how to do it watching YouTube videos.
Yep.
From Oregon to Hawaii, relying on YouTube videos to get him there. He says, quote, everything I've done I thought was impossible.
We're living in different times.
Impossible. How about that? Maybe he should have used GPS.
Yeah, wow.
This is the Big K Morning Show, heading to a very big weekend. It's also a big week. It is safety for boaters. National Safe Boating Week is underway, and today many of the collective minds will gather, and we'll give you a preview. The Vice President of the Pittsburgh Safe Boating Council is Michael Hills, who also is the owner and general manager of Freedom Boat Club here in Pittsburgh. Michael, good morning.
Hi there, Larry. How are you?
Good. Thanks to you. We're getting a lot more use out of our rivers for recreational boating. And I think people sometimes forget, because when you're on the river, it's like a whole different vibe, a whole different view of the city, right?
It's the best. If you've never seen it, you need to see it from the rivers.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are born here or have lived here a long time that actually have never been on the rivers. And that said, there are a number of recreational boaters, and the registrations here per capita are as high as just about anywhere, surprisingly to some.
Yeah, it used to be the second highest boat registrar per capita behind Dade County, Florida. I think it still might be.
That's crazy when you think about that. So who's gathering today to talk about safe boating?
Well, Pittsburgh's version of National Safe Boating Week is the Pittsburgh Safe Boating Council press conference today. We're going to have Tim Schaefer, who's the executive director of the PA Fish and Boat Commission here, as well as some members of the Army Corps of Engineers and the Port of Pittsburgh Commission to talk about boat safety.
And that said, Michael, you have a lot of experience. What are some of the things that you want people to know heading into this big weekend?
Well, there, according to the U.S. Coast Guard, there were 4,000 boating recreational boating accidents last year, 550 to 600 fatalities roughly each year. You know, 75% of those boating fatalities are a result of drowning, and 87% of those people don't wear a life jacket. So to start with, wear a life jacket.
And this is a situation where a lot of times people get out on the rivers and don't have the proper experience. So when you're working with, in your other hat you wear as the owner and general manager of Freedom Boat Club, I'm sure there are rules and regs that you insist on.
Well, yeah, you know, almost all boating incidents or fatalities are caused by three things: operator error, inexperienced boaters, or alcohol. In fact, alcohol is the leading known contributing factor to accidents. One in six fatalities are a result of that. So, you know, there's some simple things to learn and do. Learn how to read a nautical chart. Learn how to read the buoys and markers on the river. You should know about how to cross wakes or pass other boats. Maybe most importantly, you need a designated sober skipper on board all the time, and you got to wear your life jackets.
Is there like GPS for navigation on land that so many people use now on their phones? Is there such a thing for boats?
Sure is. There is a company called Navionix that has a free app that is like a GPS with charts, which are like maps for the rivers or the lakes. And you should download that and use it. That way you can tell where the shallow spots are, where the markers are, and what to avoid.
Yeah, that's really critical. And also for people who do want to say, hey, I'm interested in coming down and, if not just taking a ride on the river, you know, taking an opportunity to navigate the river, how does that process work?
Well, in Pennsylvania, you have to have a PA boating education certificate, or what they call a boating license. You have to do that in order to operate a boat. But to me, that is very much like a learner's permit for somebody learning to drive a car. I believe that everybody should take a hands-on boating operator's course where you learn how to physically drive the boat as well as know the rules of the road. Pittsburgh Boating School is an example of that. So you can see it, find them online and get a hands-on boating course. Or if you join Freedom Boat Club, we do hands-on boating courses for every member.
And that's how your business model works, right? You get people that can, if they're not just in Pittsburgh, they can travel around and utilize the same opportunity.
Yeah, so our Pittsburgh members obviously can boat in Pittsburgh as much as they'd like, but there's also 410 other Freedom Boat Club locations across the U.S. and in Canada and in Europe, so they can boat any one of them.
And that's what's really attractive for people that say, well, I could never afford a boat, but I can afford to navigate the river and enjoy riding on a boat, too.
Yeah, without having to pay for it or maintain it. And just as importantly, which is what this week is about, we teach our members how to do it safely.
All right, that's coming up this morning at 10. We'll learn more after that. Appreciate the time this morning, Michael, and good luck.
Thanks, Larry.
Michael Hills, Vice President of the Pittsburgh Safe Boating Council, and again, owner and general manager of the Freedom Boat Club in Pittsburgh. And as you heard him say, more registered, and this may surprise you, Aaron, right here in Pittsburgh, second only Dade County, Florida, for registered boat, you know, pleasure boats.
I love when I'm casually like taking a walk. I have a friend that lives in the city and will walk sometimes by the water. And we were walking down toward the south side and I was like, whoa, I just didn't realize we have certain areas where there's a lot of boats.
Have you ever been on one on the river here?
No, what? Not here. Believe it or not, not here.
Okay, so Mission Impossible, see the movie. And speaking of which, we're going to give tickets away here in just like 10 minutes.
Yep.
Or less. For Mission Impossible to see the screening, big screening tomorrow night. So you haven't seen that. You haven't been on the river in this city?
I really don't think I have.
We need to expand your horizons, young lady. That's what we're doing here today. All right. Coming up, we're going to check on the traffic and weather next.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk. Larry, the polls open in just about 10 minutes on this primary election day.
We're expecting about 30% turnout. That includes both people who have voted by mail and people who will be voting in person.
So really important, especially for some referendums. And in the city, the mayoral race is the big deal.
That's the biggie, yes. Number two, Nippon Steel, upping the ante. According to a report by Reuters, the Japanese company is doubling its investment pledge into U.S. Steel.
I'm hoping for the Mon Valley's sake alone and everybody else in the region, they find a way to get a deal done.
Yes, let's hope. And number three, a Pennsylvania progressive group, Indivisible Pennsylvania, pressuring Senator John Fetterman to resign, saying the Democratic senator isn't performing his duties.
He's saying this is hogwash. That's not his words, mine.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that gets any traction. Thanks, Pat.
All right.
8 minutes till the polls open.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.